Hi, this is Paul from Global Voice Network and BBSRadio.com's Logical Thinking. Tonight on ABCHealth.info's Health Talk, we've got Edward Mann, the man in the know, to share all kinds of information that, some perhaps you knew and some you didn't. So without further ado, let's get on with the program on BBSRadio.com.
This is Health and Wellness Radio, spiritually, physically, and emotionally. You're listening to the Global Voice Radio Network.
Good evening, Edward. How you doing?
I'm incredible, but I am improving.
Oh, you're always improving.
We all are.
Yes. What are we going to talk about tonight?
Well, let's see.
Well, we had that article that you were telling me about before we went live. Should we get into that?
Yes, I will tell you that people need to look at the newsletter. They're going to want to see the video that was made by a local rancher concerning concentration. Oh, no. Millions will starve. Rancher sounds alarm on global food agenda. And then the concentration camps and death by guillotine. It's all in the newsletters. You're going to have to dig in and check it out.
Okay.
But let's start. Let's move on to what we were just talking about.
Okay, Dr. Brett Weinstein. Dr. Brett Weinstein exposes the globalist plan to destroy civilization. Yes, you heard that right. To destroy civilization. Evolutionary biologist and Dark Horse podcast host Dr. Brett Weinstein joins Alex Jones live in the studio for a two-hour discussion on the fate of humanity and the threat posed by the globalist elite. Weinstein says, chillingly of the elite, what they have recognized is that they have no use for us. And I wish that was an exaggeration, but you can see this so clearly in what they did to the public over COVID. Vigilant Fox has put together a short list of destructive COVID policies that seem like they were intended to kill and cause harm rather than to save lives. Number one, early treatment was smeared and suppressed. Doctors faced severe punishment for prescribing or promoting hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin. Number two, hospitals pushed remdesivir and ventilators on COVID patients, two regimens that were not just highly lucrative, but also highly detrimental to patient outcomes. According to Dr. Joseph Mercola, in the first weeks of the COVID outbreak, 76.4% of COVID-19 patients aged 18 to 65 in New York City who were placed on ventilators died.
Now, wait a second. Don't go past that. 76.4% of COVID-19 patients aged 18 to 65 died in New York who were placed on ventilators. 76.4%. I think it was higher, but that's telling you they murdered all those people with those ventilators.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Number three, there was never an argument that made any sense for delivering those shots to healthy young people. Number four, shots quickly extended to pregnant women, young children, and babies, the last people you would want to inject without knowing the long-term consequences. Number five, once we discovered the shots did not control disease, the argument for injecting young people went away, but authorities continued pushing them anyway. Number six, the media and authorities cared so much about saving lives during COVID, but now that COVID is behind us and excess deaths remain high, no one in authority cares to investigate what's causing it. And number seven, to this day, Harvard apparently just reinitiated their policy of requiring those shots for their own students. After reflecting on the big picture, Weinstein remarked, whatever is driving doesn't care that it is going to kill people who have long lives of potentially important contributions to make. That link will be in the abchealth.info newsletter. If you have not signed up, if you've not subscribed to that newsletter yet, go to abchealth.info and sign up for that newsletter. Dr. Brett Weinstein, it will be one of the links. Probably prominently placed at the top. What do you think, Edward?
Hey, right at the top, Dr. Brett Weinstein exposes the global plan to destroy civilization. And they're working at it diligently. If we allow them to get their way, there won't be any more civilization.
Right. Exactly. So
people have to pay attention. They really need to listen up, and they need to learn and stop following obediently the medical, standard medical, because it's called allopathic medicine, and it's always been from genocidal families that it was developed and continued to evolve, and it's never been anything but genocidal applications.
Right,
exactly. You know, Paul, we've often talked about how it's not cancer, heart disease, and diabetes that's the leading cause of death. It's their applications that they utilize in order to address those dysfunctional labels. What they do for people actually makes them worse and worse and worse. Everything they do.
Right. Okay, Edward, the phone number we're looking for, area code 775. Is that it?
That would be it. Yeah, yes.
Okay, and it ends in 30? The phone number ends in 30?
I think so.
Hey, is that you, Sheree? Are you sneaking in here?
Hey, no.
Okay. All right, well, she just did star 6 and
Hello?
Muted herself. There you go, sweetie. You're back in here. How you doing? Yeah, we heard
Hi,
you.
Guys.
Okay, now we can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Don't push no more buttons. Your buttons, they are all taken care of. You don't need to push no more buttons. We hear you.
Yes, I push the buttons. I push the button. I push. They had a man in my hometown called Poussat La. I'm from South Louisiana. And poor thing, he pushed cars out of the mud, and they say, Poussat La, push. So I'm cuckoo on the pad. I'm like,
Oh, there you go.
I'm having a crazy day today, but I'm good, and I'm getting better every day. I learned that from Edward Mann.
Yeah. Oh, I've been having a crazy week, actually a crazy 2 weeks. I went right out and I ordered white organic sesame seed. And I have been making sesame seed milk. I don't know if I've been making it the right way, but I have been making it ever since you mentioned it.
And have you been drinking it?
Well, okay, I'm not feeding it to the cat. If I'm making it, I almost have to be drinking it, right?
Wait a second. You're prejudiced? You're not giving any to the cat?
No, I'm not giving any to the cat. No.
Sheree, explain why he's making sesame seed milk.
Wade, I want to know how it makes you feel. How do you feel after you drink the sesame seed milk?
Well, I don't really feel a whole lot different, but I don't even know if I'm making it the right way. So let me briefly explain my process, and then you can tell me if my process is all wet or if it's accurate. Okay, what I do is What I do is I have this this eighth of a cup scoop, okay? And I put 3 or 4 scoops in a 16-ounce peanut butter jar. And then I fill up the peanut butter jar. And I put that in the refrigerator until I am done drinking the half gallon that I made before. And then what I do is I just dump the contents of the peanut butter jar in a blender, and I turn it on and I blend it thick so it blends and it actually like cuts up the seeds and all that stuff. And then I dump in 2 more cups of water and I blend that, and then I pour that in a half gallon container, and then I put 2 more cups of water in that 16-ounce peanut butter jar, and then I pour that in the blender, and I use that to rinse the blender, and then I pour that in the half gallon jar. I put the lid on. Of course, I put the lid on before I give it a shake. Otherwise, it'd make a mess. I put the lid on, I give it a shake, I put it in the refrigerator, and then I put another 4 scoops of sesame seeds in the peanut butter jar, fill it with water, put it in the refrigerator, and then I just walk away. So that's basically what I do.
Well, that's perfectly perfect. You should have a little bit of clarity in your vision and in your brain, and feel just, you feel good, you know. That's how I feel after I drink it. I have a lot of clarity in my vision because I've been a jeweler since 1977. So I never used any anything for my vision. I did everything naturally up till when I was 51. I started using the jeweler visor, and my eyes, I don't have glasses, but I think I need prescription glasses because I'm 65. But when I drink the sesame seed milk, I find I have a lot of clarity in my vision, and I love that, you know, because I had 20/20 my whole life.
Well, I don't think it's really affecting. I don't think it's really affecting my vision, but I definitely think it might be affecting my mental clarity.
Good.
That I probably
explain, Sheree, what it does for the nerves and why we're even talking about it at all.
Okay, the sesame seed milk coats the myelin sheath on the nerves. If anybody out there does, you know, prescription medicine, if you've done, you know, a little bit of Oxycontin, if you've done, you know, some people have to do methadone. The methadone and the pharmaceuticals, they strip your myelin sheath off the nerve somewhat, and also expose nerve endings. And I know young people that have been on Suboxone for a long time. Suboxone is a synthetic heroin, and the doctors are giving it to a lot of the young people that come in off the streets. And I help some of the young people that have been on Suboxone, and it just strips their nerve endings. They sit there with their head down. They have anxiety and depression. And when you drink the sesame seed milk, it coats the myelin sheath on the nerves. And it helps with anxiety and depression. And so I've seen a lot of great results using the sesame seed milk with the young people that are on some hardcore drugs from the pharmacy, you know? And it's beautiful. I've never done any pharmaceutical drugs, but I started doing the sesame seed milk, and I really see clarity in my brain and in my vision. And I never have had anxiety or depression. I've been blessed, you know, because I love what I do. I'm an excitable unit every day, all day. But
why would you recommend it to somebody that might have had a stroke or a heart attack?
It helps the human body. We have so many nerves in the body, and it will make you stronger. My mom is 86 years old. She's been drinking sesame seed milk now 12 or 14 years. She's been drinking it, and she is a lot stronger. She has arthritis really bad, and she sees her knuckles have gone down a little bit. And also with that oxy sulfur you sell, Edward, the sulfur bonded with ozone,
right,
that helps with the knuckles too. And it works really well with the sesame seed milk. I did oxy sulfur every day and sesame seed milk for 2 years just to see how it would help my body. And I did become stronger. And also my eyelids were falling down over my eyes. And I used to have big old blue eyes. And then I looked in the mirror and my eyes were just like a little line. You couldn't see my eyes anymore. But after the 2 years of doing the sesame seed milk and the sulfur bonded with ozone, my eyelids did not droop over my eyes anymore. My eyes were big, and it helps. It helps a lot with depression and anxiety because it coats the myelin sheath on the nerves. And it's not eating the sesame seeds. It has to be the milk, because it goes into the blood, into the lymph, and coats the nerves. So it helps you become stronger. If you're nursing a baby and you can't nurse anymore, you can make the sesame seed milk for the baby. And sometimes you can use a cheesecloth for the baby to take the little sediments of the sesame seeds out of the milk and give it to the baby like that. And the babies are so fat and big and healthy. It's unbelievable. Okay. I've seen that happen with a lot of the foot zoonologists women that can't nurse anymore, and then they feed the baby the sesame seed milk. So if any of you guys know anyone, the mama's having trouble with a baby with formulas and stuff, you don't have to give them formulas. You can make the sesame seed milk for the baby. And elderly people and any age people. Like I said, I help a youth group in Lake Tahoe, and I go and visit every 2 weeks to the young people in a halfway house, and I get them to make the sesame seed milk. And they're saying they're happier. They feel better, you know, and they say they have clarity in their brain. So it helps the whole body. But anyway.
Now, how about...
I'm not...
How about...
Go ahead.
To change the subject, why don't you talk a tiny bit about what you do using the foot as a keyboard to affect all the circuits of the body?
Oh, I did that too. I bought a reflexology foot massager, got it right here next to my desk. I love you so much.
With what I told you about the feet?
Yep. I got right on Amazon, awesome. and I ordered that baby, and it showed up like 2 days later.
You've been doing that for many years.
How do you feel after using your foot massager?
Oh, I feel fabulous, but I'm way too ticklish. I've got to use it for like 5 minutes before I can actually stop giggling. You know, but I'm getting better.
I love it. Laughter's great. It's a great medicine. When you laugh, it's so good for you. I make people laugh too, and they say I should be a comedian, but once I start, I don't stop. Especially when I meet big old football players, and face to face, and I'm just like, you know, how much, well, anyway, I get them on sesame seed milk too, and they love it. A few NFL football players in Denver and in Dallas, I met through friends, and they love it. They love the sesame seed milk. And I study a 5,000-year-old divine science called foot zoonology. It's a divine science. It's been around for a long, many, many years. And the signals, okay, so we're made of the perfect blueprint. We hold records. We're a computer. Our bodies are a computer. And our feet are the keyboard to the computer. And our feet. The signal system to every organ is in the feet. The toe, the big toe is the big brain, and the cerebellum is on the outside of the big toe. The baby brain, the little brain, and that's behind each ear. Each ear. So, like, if you're having trouble with your, and you have a headache, your hands are healing. Your hands heal the whole body. And your hands, you can put your hands over where the pain is or on the cerebellum and just rub it in a circle. Go to the right in a circle, go to the left in a circle, and rub it and hold it and say, I'm healing my brain. I'm healing, you know, my headache. And you can make things happen and take pain away out of your body by just putting your hand in that area that hurts. And it will make the pain go away. And use essential oils or the clay. The clay's amazing. I love the clay. But when you use it with essential oil, sometimes it smokes. It makes smoke come off of your feet. I'm not kidding. It'll smoke. Like, my husband was like, why are you smoking? Are you like matches? One time when I put a bunch of essential oil on my feet, and then I put the clay poultice on my feet, and then I wrapped it with saran wrap. But before I put the saran wrap on, after I put the clay, it was smoking. And
wow.
Ozone will do the same thing. When you have essential oil and you put, and you use ozone, it will start smoking, and it will create a flame if you don't stop it. But I was my feet got really hot, and I loved it. And then I put the I use saran wrap over my feet when I use the poultice at night, and then I put socks on and I keep it on my feet all night long, and I love it. It takes all the pain out of my feet. And because I walk a lot and I plant seed and I grow a lot of vegetables and food, and my feet kind of hurt me sometimes, but the clay takes all my pain away in my knees. But anyway, but when I put the essential oil on, it makes it really hot. You put essential oils on and you put the clay on.
I have never heard of that.
Try it. Do you have some essential oils?
I've never heard of that. I really don't want to set fire to my feet. Okay, I do have one. I have one quick question. I want to circle back to the sesame seed milk. Okay, is there can sesame seed milk be substituted for regular milk for like children that are lactose intolerant? Because that formula stuff, that baby formula stuff, that is just completely bad hoodoo. That is.
Yes, it is.
You mean corn syrup. Most of it's corn syrup.
It's corn syrup, but it's soy, and it's everything that no child ever needs. It's what it is.
Genetically modified soy.
Right, and yes. It sesame seed milk is a perfect food. You can Google the benefits of sesame seed milk. They tell you it's good for the brain, it's good for cardiovascular system, it's good for your blood, it's good for many, many things. And you can read about it, but it's got to be the milk, not just the seed itself. You have to make the milk. And when you soak it, all the goodness and the nutrition comes out of the seed into the water. And then you can do it without soaking it, but it's not as nutrition dense for the body. It's a beautiful, beautiful milk. And yes, you can substitute it for other milk. Like I said, I've seen these babies on this milk, and I say they became moussified. I mean, they got big old rolls in their inner thighs, and they're just, their eyes are open wide, and they're kicking on their mama, and they're just alive, man. It just makes them happy. And where, I nurse my kids, so I always, and I made their own baby food. Everybody said I was crazy. I'd cook like potatoes, and I'd put a little bit of salt and a little bit of natural butter in it, and then I'd put it in ice cube trays just for 2 days, and then I'd do white squash, yellow squash, and sweet potatoes and other potatoes, and then I'd pop a cube of each, and I'd put it like in an egg poacher with the water bath on the bottom, and I'd heat it up, and I'd feed that to my babies, and look, they just got huge. Wow. And I never gave them any, I never fed them anything, Gerber baby food or anything like that, you know. You can make such great food out of the garden.
This is Jody.
Hey, Jody.
Can you guys hear me? Hey, can I add to the talk on sesame seed melt?
Yes, please.
Okay. The sesame seed milk is the best form of calcium you could get. And if you go to the dairy, I've been told that you can go to the dairy board and look up the best sources of calcium, and sesame seed milk is there, even above broccoli.
Wow.
To make sesame seed milk for your baby, you can soak a half a cup of seeds overnight, drain and rinse, and then add 1.5 cups of water and 3 dates that you've soaked overnight, and you keep the water from the dates, and you blend that all together. You could add a pinch of blue-green algae, which is really amazing for a growing baby. For an adult, seed milk for your family, you could still add 4 to 5 dates that you've soaked overnight. The dates are amazing for your brain. They are an amazing brain food.
Dates. I have dates.
You can soak your dates overnight. Add that to your sesame seed milk. And if you want it to even do optimal, you can add 1 to 2 tablespoons of coconut oil. That's what the brain needs for proper development and healing.
I have coconut oil.
You could also add you could add a pinch of kelp or dole to your milk also.
Okay.
But definitely people that are intolerant to dairy milk, which all humans are not supposed to drink. The humans are the only ones that drink milk after they've been weaned. But sesame seed milk is amazing, builds strong bones, strong brain, and you just can't find enough good about it. And you can and some children, some families, it's the sesame seeds has a different flavor than what they're used to. So the dates make it sweet and more inviting. You can also jazz it up and put cinnamon or some kind of warming spice that sounds yummy to you, maybe during the holidays or what your mood is. You can kind of jazz it up a little bit. But
oh, I bet you could make it into a great eggnog.
Yeah, I bet you could. And it's full of rich minerals, too. So
okay.
I just wanted to put my plug in for this.
All right. Thank you. Now, you mentioned that, you know, you soak them like overnight, and then you pour that water out, and then you put more water in. I haven't been exchanging the water. I've just made the milk out of the water that they soaked in.
I've done it both ways, because sometimes I just put the seeds straight in my blender. I cover the blender blade with my seeds, and then I add my water and my dates, and I blend it all up, and I drink it. So you could do it both ways. My one recipe from the first time that I made it, that's how I was instructed to do it. And then Amber Bodley, a friend that Sheree and I both know, she recommends just putting it all together and blending it. Soaking it takes off the sprouting inhibitor, which makes it alive, and it turns it into an enzyme also.
Okay, so it takes off.
I feel like the goodness is in the water that it's soaked in. Don't you, Jody?
Right.
Well, that's what. Sarah first taught this to me, to soak, keep the date water, rinse off the sesame seed water. But you could also use sunflower seeds. So maybe if you're doing sunflower seeds, rinse off the sunflower seed water. But when you're doing sesame seeds, keep the sesame seed water. But you could use sunflower seeds if you have some of those, but rinse the sunflower seeds, but keep the sesame seed water.
Okay, well, I have dates, and I have coconut oil, but my problem with the coconut oil is it's hard when it's cold. So how do you how do you address the fact that the coconut oil is solid?
Well, I just take a chunk. I just guesstimate. And I usually don't put the coconut oil in it just because I'm trying to cut oils, but I need to probably put it back in. But the blades in your blender, if you have a high-speed blender, it warms. If you blend it long enough, it's going to turn warm. The whole liquid will be warm. So the blades can handle anything. They can handle frozen bananas, you know, so they can handle a coconut oil. Once coconut oil at room temperature with the blender, it works.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to have to try those very things because I'm not opposed to putting dates in it to sweeten it up a little bit because, truth be known, full disclosure, I did throw slightly less than an eighth of a cup of white sugar into the half gallon just to sweeten it up just a little bit.
Oh, no. I use stevia. Mine is so sweet, it's unbelievable.
Maple syrup, too. Maple syrup has minerals. And also, you got Jody is a foot zoonologist as well. And, Jody, don't you have seven children?
Nine.
You have seven?
Nine. If you like it that sweet, put in a cup of dates. Get away from that sugar.
A cup of dates? Yeah,
You can.
I don't know how.
I mean, dates are great. Dates are great for the brain.
Yeah, you don't have to use a cup, but if you put in a cup of sugar, you can put in dates instead, and you can add as many dates as you want.
No, I don't put in a cup of sugar. I put in an eighth of a cup of sugar, just one of the scoops that I put four seed scoops in it. No, I'm not crazy.
Let me say something.
Oh.
I make nut butter, and I make the nut butter with all different kinds of nuts, and coincidentally, I put in coconut oil, and I put in the coconut oil and the some liquid in order to make it really creamy, the nut butter. And I'll put in sunflower seeds, almonds, all kinds, Brazil nuts, you name it, I put them in there, and it's like all kinds of nut butter. And I leave it in the bottom of the blender when I clean it out into a container, and then I use that as my nut milk when I make my smoothie.
Mm-hmm.
And when I make my smoothies, I put in all my frozen, on top of the nut milk, I put in all my frozen berries, if I want bananas, the Brussels sprouts, string beans, and cabbage that are organic because they address all your dysfunctional health as far as diabetes and pre-diabetes. Those three vegetables right there, Brussels sprouts, string beans, and cabbage, raw, will address diabetes and pre-diabetes. People don't know that within 30 days of switching their diet to raw vegetables, that their diabetes is definitely put at bay. And they need to understand how to fix diabetes, because anybody with diabetes or pre-diabetes is causing it themselves by eating their foods in the wrong orders and mixing carbohydrates into their flesh products. When you eat flesh, meats, and you mix carbohydrates in it, you're going to get fermentation, agita, regurgitation, all of that good stuff everybody loves. The largest aisle, Paul, in the drugstores happens to be digestive aisle. Everything to do with your stomach and digestive tract is the biggest aisle in the supermarkets or in the drugstores, I should say.
Okay, I've been kicking around with the lion diet or like the carnivore diet My principal diet is either red meat and eggs. Okay. And, I don't do, the only carbs I do is the fragment of that eighth of a cup of sugar in the sesame milk. And I only drink the sesame milk once every 3 days or something like that.
If it's organic sugar, it's actually good. The Hawaiians, when they stopped eating organic sugar and went to, whatever it's
processed.
Called, manufactured sugar, processed sugar, all their health went down the tubes. Mm-hmm. And when recently they went back to organic sugars, their health improved. Actually, organic sugar can be very medicinal. I just don't recommend it when people have cancer. When we opened up this call, I was talking, I had spent a lot of time studying how there was never any real virus. They lied about everything, scared everybody into taking the shots. But what there is wrong is graphene oxide is building up inside of everybody. Graphene oxide is assembling inside of everybody's body, whether they took the shots or not. There are tests that can tell you if it's assembling in your body. And if it is, it needs to be addressed. And I believe that most people need to clean the graphene oxide out of their bodies. Mm-hmm. That's what's allowing the 5G and all of the dirty electricity to manipulate the people and make them sick. Everybody is going to get sick when they turn up the 5G towers like they did in Wuhan. You saw people dropping dead in the streets. Then in Milan, Italy, they turned up the 5G and the people were dropping dead in the streets. Then they did it in New York and they turned up the 5G and all of a sudden people were dying everywhere.
Yeah, they were dropping over.
It has nothing to do with a virus. It has to do with the 5G and the 4G they set up that are causing us tremendous problems with our health.
Okay. Now, we're going to have to take a break for a minute. We're going to have to take a break for a minute because we've been at it for 37 minutes. And we'll be right back after this message from iTerraPlanet.com. Please stay tuned for this word from the iTerraCare Terahertz Frequency Wand.
The iTerraCare device has the ability to awaken dormant stem cells in the bone marrow. Yes, we have sleeping stem cells in our bone marrows. As you keep blowing this on your spine, you're activating these stem cells. And guess what? You're going to create brand new lungs, brand new kidneys. Eventually, as you keep using this over time, you will have brand new organs, glands, and tissues in your bodies. And that's a great news. You have to keep blowing this on your spine because this is what the great Hippocrates said. There's a way to hit the bones, then all diseases can be treated. Activate that, awaken that stem cells in your bone marrows. Hit the bones using the future of medicine, which is frequency. Hitting the bones using frequency medicine. Yes, guys, we have decoded the secret to forever young and healthy body. This is your time. Grab your one device right now.
For more information on the iTerraCare Terahertz Frequency Wand, please visit iTerraPlanet.com. That's iTerraPlanet.com.
This is Health and Wellness Radio, spiritually, physically, and emotionally. You're listening to the Global Voice Radio Network.
And we are back to the program, abchealth.info's Health Talk with Edward Mann. And we're talking about sesame seed milk. And I have learned a bunch of things. Instead of using white processed sugar, I can use dates, which I have, and I can sweeten it with that. I also have coconut milk, and I could integrate the coconut milk in with the milk. I'm sure, I mean, my blender is old. It's an Osterizer. I bought it at the thrift store for like $2. I'm sure it can handle a little bit of coconut milk. I'm just saying. And
well, the dates make my nut butter taste good. I always put a few dates into the nut butter, and it is delicious. Wow. Here's another thing I want everybody to No, it took me 40 years to try it. A friend of mine back in the 1970s worked for me, and it turns out he was a vegetarian all his life. So he recommended this drink for me, and it wasn't until 40 years later that I actually tried it. No joke. It's where you take a whole head of romaine lettuce, a big head, and you put it in the blender with ice water and sweeten it with dates. It is the only way you could ever eat, I should say drink, a whole head of romaine lettuce and have it. It's so refreshing and so delicious. I couldn't believe after I did it once that I hadn't listened to him 40 years before.
Wow, interesting. We've got an open mic in the conference room, 804. Do you have a comment or a question? Or is that 884? Apparently not. Okay.
Edward,
just a moment. I'm gonna mute you, 884, or 804. Okay, thank you. Come on. There we go. All right, got it taken care of. Now go ahead, Edward. What were you going to cover?
So we're the biggest problem, according to the doctor we opened up with, what was his name anyway? Weinstein?
Yeah, Brett Weinstein.
Okay, so the biggest problem is the 5G affecting the graphene oxide. See, they got the graphene oxide in us from injections, flu shots. They put it into the food. They're spraying it in the chemtrails now over our heads from the military bases. All those chemicals they're spraying in the skies.
They're using it to label medications, you know, that black lettering on the pills. That is actually magnetic. That is graphene oxide.
Okay, so I'm glad you brought up that point. Here's the point Brett Weinstein brought up, okay? Another doctor that I was listening to today, I can't remember his name, and he explained that the graphene oxide is assembling in everybody's body, and that's what's allowing us circuitry that's hooking us up to the internet so they can read us through Apple, whatever it is, addresses in the graveyard. So it's happening in all of us, whether we were injected or not, because the graphene oxide they've gotten into us is assembling in our bodies.
Yes, Bluetooth.
What is graphene oxide? You just said so. Graphene oxide is a positive ionic matter. Everything that we want out of our body that doesn't belong in there, that is harmful to us, is positive ionic matter. That's magnetic. That means the only way to get it out of the body is to flush it out, open up the pores, but you have to free it first. And the way to free positive ionic matter in the proper manner is by using a negative ionic magnet that attracts it to it.
Mm-hmm.
And Paul, you know what I use for a negative ionic magnet that attracts all positive ionic matter, poisons, toxins, unwanted bacteria.
And I've been waiting for some to be delivered to my house, but I haven't gotten any packages
yet. Radiation. Oh, okay. Make sure I have the address. I got to get some packages. Yeah, I forgot about
it. Yeah, I don't know. There might be a reason for you to keep me healthy, seeing as I engineer your shows.
No, that would be a good idea. I'd like to keep you alive for a little while longer, at least.
A little while, at least. Just a little. Yeah.
Hey, no, but honestly, the minute somebody ever pays for any merchandise and I see that they paid for something, that goes right out. It's when I have to send out other things. If I don't write it down and make it a number one emergency, I don't send it out. You know, that's different.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be like on the top of my agenda right there. So,
okay.
There you go. So all right. Now what are we talking about that draws positive ionic matter to it, pulls it out of the body without tremendous reaction and what you call side effects, no, without negative side effects?
We're talking about CBC.
Bentonite clay, right?
Calcium bentonite clay. We're talking about CBC. Not the CBDC. We're talking about CBC. And one other thing that I wanted to mention, Dr. Weinstein mention glutathione? Because glutathione is also supposed to attack... It attacks graphene oxide and breaks it down so the clay can grab it and carry it out of the body.
Exactly. As a matter of fact, Dr. Malkovich mentioned glutathione. Glutathione is essential. Raising the glutathione in the body so we can address the graphene oxide.
And you can do that. You can do that by supplementing NAC, N-acetylcysteine, right?
That's one way, but I have a way that raises it even more.
Oh, good. Tell us about it.
It is an application in acupuncture directly under the belly button, and we don't use needles. We use David Schmidt's Life Wave patches, and we just place them under the belly button, 2 to 3 fingers below on the CV4 or CV6 meridian. And it increases, proven in studies, the glutathione levels, not by 2% like the pills, and not by 10% like the shots, which are invasive, but 300%. Just by placing this little, tiny, size of a slightly larger than a quarter, and you put it right below your belly button, and it works miracles. I am a witness to it. 15 years ago, the first time I ever saw it, after Colonel Boyer, who had 2-3 hip replacements and needed 2 more, walked in on crutches, was out of pain. Within 5 minutes, Roy found the places to put his patches on. He was stunned. His blood sugar was 306. Roy says, here, put this other one below your belly button. 10 minutes later, he says, take your blood sugar again now. It dropped from 306 to 56 in 10 freaking minutes with me standing right there. Now, I had to stand up because 45 people were sitting in the living room, and I was standing up with 10 to 15 people in the foyer attached to the living room looking in my house. And that's just, that was my introduction to a technology that blew my mind. And you can imagine I was floating on clouds for the next week, calling my friends around the country saying, you got to see this. You're not going to believe it, man. So I've been doing it ever since. I take people that are in a lot of pain, get them out of pain, simply and easily fix all types of different things. Doing acupuncture without needles at all. It's amazing. It's like magic, kind of, you know. It's kind of like fun. A lot of fun.
Well, you have a website where the stuff that we're talking about tonight is available. But your real strong suit is you actually provide personal telephone consultations. Anybody that's got a question about like a health issue or whatever, they can call you and you will give them your absolute best impression of what they have to do to straighten out their wellness.
If they tell me enough of what they've experienced, what they've done, and what they're experiencing, chances are I've already been there and I can assist them. And if there's something I'm not sure of, I just happen to have a lot of friends. And some of them, they're brilliant people in areas that I am just enamored with. And I needed to know them just like maybe, you know, they don't mind knowing me, hopefully. And we learn from each other. I mean, all of us, none of us know everything, but we sure can share what we know and begin to know a lot more, all of us, by opening up to the truth instead of wasting our time on only sports or whatever they do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, like the Super Bowl. Okay, that's dumb. There's a pretty good chance that you'll have an answer for them right away, but if you don't have an answer, there's a really good chance that you will be able to find one very quickly.
That's right. My intuition usually tells me where to find out, because the truth is everything I learned was because of challenges. Yeah. Usually they weren't mine. Most of the time it was other people had a challenge in health, and I had to get to the bottom of it. I felt it was that if I didn't know, how would I fix myself? If I used everybody else's challenges, then anything that ever came up in my life, I would probably be able to deal with. So, Mark Schnell, get busy. And now, if somebody comes up with something and I'm not sure about it, well, I want to know. Inquiring minds want to know. Remember the commercial?
Well, right, because every time somebody brings an issue to you, if it's something that you know, you can help them. If it's something you don't know, then you immediately go to work pouring through resources, links, and people. You got to know the answer to that. Curiosity killed the cat, but not Edward.
No, satisfaction brings him back.
Yeah. There you go. Okay, we've got a couple of more minutes left of the show.
Let me explain something.
I want you to finish explaining what you're explaining, and I also want you to share your email address, your website, and your phone number so people can actually get a hold of you.
Okay. First, I want to explain that the clay is 100% negative ionic magnet, a natural magnet from Mother Earth, from a 43-million-year-old volcano. And what it does for us, and people have been eating clay since time immemorial, as far back as recorded time. It has benefits. No two clays are created equal. This is the purest, finest calcium bentonite clay ever discovered, and I started utilizing it more than 20 years ago, and I have helped a lot of people fix a lot of situations with their own health with just understanding how to utilize it properly, with so many different ways or applications to be able to utilize it, okay? If you want to find out more about the clay and learn about it, you can study some of the websites. I have a lot of information on websites you can go to. Sign up for the newsletter and go to abchealth.info and click on the store and click on Pure Bentonite Clay. abchealth.info, abchealth.info. That'll teach you about the magnesium ozone, which we never talked about today, reoxygenating all your cells in your body, hundreds of trillions of cells. We're going to have to talk about how you detox your cells, how you get rid of the graphene oxide, which is a positive ionic metal that needs to come out of your body. Mm-hmm. And there's a way to get it out of your body by drawing it out and magnetically, like a magnet, you're pulling it to its surface of the calcium bentonite.
Right. But Edward, you only have 60 seconds before we're out of time. So let's go.
So you can reach me at 818-613-9206. 818-613-9206. And if I can help you, I will.
Thank you, Edward. You can reach out to him at edward@abchealth.info. That's edward@abchealth.info. That's it for this episode of Health Talk for abchealth.info on Global Voice Radio Network and bbsradio.com, TV1. You can catch the program on Global Voice Network, radio.globalvoiceradio.net. every Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, and periodically on BBS Radio. Thanks so much.
This is Health and Wellness Radio, spiritually, physically, and emotionally. You're listening to the Global Voice Radio Network.